Blog Talk Radio.
That's what people don't understand about me. It ain't that I can make so many albums and just keep going. Like, how the fuck you do that? Because it's me. It's really me. Like, I'm just talking what I go through. Whatever it is, and be it good, I might say the worst shit in the world, but it's me. True.
But then you saying shit that make people in the hood do crime. If you're not going, you're going to do it because you want to do it. But then, like, you don't help them. Like, you saying that you sold drugs, that you got a gun, that this, that, that.
My moms are not, yo, nigga, I'm it's all good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? More so
you
now.
You tell them the downfall, whatever good.
Yeah, the evil.
That, yeah, the bad side of it.
Yeah. It's heaven and then there's hell, nigga.
Yeah.
One day you cruising in the seven, the next day you... Your alibis ain't matching up. Bullshit catching up. You hit with the RICO. They repo that vehicle. Shit was all good just a week ago. About to start snitching, ain't you? Ready to start bitching, ain't you? I forgive you. I forgive you. Hustling just ain't you. Aside from the fast cars, honeys that shake their ass and balls, you know you wouldn't be involved with the underworld dealers, carriers of Mac Millie, East Coast bodyers, West Coast caterpillars, little monkey niggas turn gorillas. These are my rhymes, B.
Yeah.
This is my first album.
Kane is in the building.
With Hollywood Cole, I'm with Marla G, bro, flying Holly Grove chicks to my Hollywood shows, and I wanna tell you something that you probably should know, this that Slumdog Millionaire Bollywood flow, and my real friends never hearing from me, fake friends write the wrong answers on the mirror for me, that's why I pick and choose, I don't get shit confused, I got a small circle, I'm not with different crews, we walk the same path, but got on different shoes, live in the same building, but we got different views, I got a couple cars, I never get to use, don't like my women single, I like my chicks in twos. And these days, all the girls are down the road. I hit the strip club and all them bitches find a pole. Plus, I've been sipping, so this shit is moving kinda slow. Just tell my girl to tell a friend that it's time to go.
But tell me how you love it. You know you at the top and only heaven's right above it. We own. It's young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, run from it, motherfucker. Alright. Now somebody show some money in this bitch. And I got my bees whipping like some honey. Gun in my boot purse and I don't bust back because I shoot first. Meet me on the fresh train. Yes, I'm in the building. You just on the list of guest names. And all of my riders do not give a fuck. X Games. Guns turn you boys into pussies. Sex change. And I smoke till I got chest pain. And you niggas know I rep my gang like Jesse James. Women are possessive and they wanna possess Rain. I've been fly so long I fell asleep on the fucking plane. Skinny pants and some Vans. Call me AAA, get my advance in advance. Amen. As the world spinning, dance in my hands. Life is a beach, I'm just playing in the sand. Wake up and smell a pussy. You niggas can't see me, but never overlook me. I'm on the paper trail and ain't no telling where it took me. Yeah, and I ain't a killer, but don't push me. But tell me how you love it. You know you at the top and only heaven's right above it. We own. It's young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, run from it, motherfucker. Alright. Now somebody spend some money in this bitch. And I got my bees with me like some honey. In my boot purse and I don't bust back because I shoot first. How do he say what's never said? Beautiful black woman, I bet that bitch look better red. Limping off tour cause I made more off my second leg. Motherfucking Birdman Jr. 11th grade. Fall on automatic start. I can hand it to Drake or do a quarterback draw. Wildcat offense. Check the paw print. We in the building. You niggas in the apartment. Now come on, be my blood donor.
All right, peace out there. How y'all doing? Hope everybody doing well. We'll jump into it. We'll have a quick show. Try to get through some information. I got six about to join me. So we're going to chop it up for a little bit. Hopefully everybody out there listening, you'll understand the importance of what we're covering today. All right. So tonight I want to talk about just how people are going about defending themselves as far as it relates to court. So what I'm going to do is I want us to take a quick look at something. And what I want you to look at is U.S. versus James. So I'm going to pull that up real quick. And we're going to look at his case and what happened. This was a case that took place 2003, so almost 20 years ago. All right? Excuse me. I'm trying not to do this coughing thing. If it gets too crazy, I might just really wrap up real quick. But in any instance, let me bring six in and we'll just get a copy of this book.
Yo.
Peace, six. Five.
All right,
you hear me?
Get it in. All
right. I think it's on my end. I just turned my mic up. All right. Yeah. So let's get it in. We're gonna talk about this little article, James versus U.S. All right. So this was argued April 4th, 2003. Decided May 14th. Every time I look at this stuff, I just get blown away. That's a month and a week later, month and 2 weeks later, almost. Something like that.
Take.
Month and 10 days. So it took a month and 10 days for this to take place. So just to give everybody some background, defendant was convicted in the United States District Court of narcotics trafficking and weapons offense, and he appealed. Now, the Court of Appeals, they held that the defendant's disposal of unusual beliefs as adherents of Moore Science Temple without more did not warrant referral for psychological examination to determine fitness to stand trial. Let's be clear. He was fit to stand trial. Wasn't nothing wrong with him. All right? Defendant continued mailing of bills and contracts to judge, prosecutor, and court employees after district court ordered him to stop. Like, I don't know if people are paying attention in paper terrorists. Warranted imposition of obstruction of justice sentencing enhancement affirmed. So because what he was doing warranted them adding some years or some whatever other stipulations they wanted to add, they went ahead and they made sure, that they included that in here to say that they told him to stop and he would never stop, right? Now, we're looking at mental health. Actually, let me do this. Before I go through it, what'd you think about that section, Six? What'd you think about what they're really laying down in terms of why he got convicted and then how the appeal was held. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Well, it's obvious to me that he wasn't separated from something in order to get in that mess in the first place.
Okay. Okay, well, let's talk about that, because that's a perfect segue. for the shit that I want to talk about. But Austin Rowe, let's talk about that for a second, right? You're talking about he, as they like to claim, the living soul, was not separated from what exactly? You could tell them, man, what they're not separated from.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Okay. Well, and let me refer back to the case here. In the case, he stated that because they used the name of his straw man, that they have to pay him X amount of dollars. They used it multiple times.
I ain't get there yet. They just said he just started billing them. I ain't get there yet. But at the end of the day, what it is that this so-called name that he was claiming is not what he was also claiming to be him. And I'm going to show it to you. I'm going to prove it to you, right? Because he himself at this particular time, even though they don't talk about it right here, was not using, and this is an assumption because I haven't seen it yet, but he wasn't using a straw man name. So my issue and concern, and what I want everyone to really take heed to, is the fact that the big problem everyone faces is maximizing that so-called straw man name, because there is no way you can tell me that he is saying that James is him. And I want y'all to understand something. I don't know if you ever, I don't know what copy of the version you got, Six. I don't know what you pulled up. But there's some interesting things on the one I'm looking at that every time I look at it, but it's the way they put it together. So I don't know if this is a true form of it, because it starts with top of form, you know what I mean? And then it comes down and it gives briefs and judge and attorneys and all of this stuff, and it just starts combing. But if you have the version I have, look at the way they just spelled the name. That is literally the way they spelled the name. Like, look at the way they spell his name. That's crazy. But my point was this. You cannot go by a different name and be tried by that different name in any court if you haven't given them jurisdiction. So in the same breath, when you claim that you have change your name, what they try to do, because you change your name, but you didn't do it through them, right? We're not talking about doing it the right way. We're just talking about I just changed my name, but I didn't go through them, right? So you change your name and you didn't go through them. And likewise, what they do is they flip the script. They don't acknowledge you in that name that you say you changed your name to. They only acknowledge the name that they have jurisdiction over. You get what I'm saying? So no matter how you spin it, it all brings you back to the name. Hence why I'm telling everyone that the first thing they have to do is change their name. But go ahead. Actually, let me move on to some of that stuff that you were just talking about, because they definitely break it down a little bit. So they say here, just looking at the, they just say the same thing over and over briefly. Here's an example of what you were saying. Although defendant demanded money from court personnel, he demanded money from court personnel for each mention of his name. Whose name is it? His name. It ain't my name. It's his name.
His name.
Whose story is it? his story. It ain't my story. This is unbelievable plain. And this is a 2003 case that everybody can go look up. And it's showing you, at the end of the day, he's claiming to have property rights to the name. And this is what they say. I read it again. Although defendant demanded money from court personnel for each mention of his name, he showed ability to understand his surroundings. You know where you are? Yep. They get you with that. Yep, real quick. You know who you are? Yep. Got him. So he understood his surroundings. And there was no indication of mental incompetence. Let me pause there, too, because I think a lot of times people would think that they're talking about, like, mental incompetence, like how we know it today, right? But they're talking about competency. And I'm going to prove it to you because they're going to let you know further on that he had no standing. No standing whatsoever. All right. What do you want to point out to them, Six, before I go any further?
Let me refer to a little bit of. Let me refer to something here.
I'm having a hard time hearing you. I think it's me. I don't know what's going on. You sound like.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you sound better now. What did you say?
Okay, I'm gonna refer to a little note that I jotted down from that case.
Okay. Okay.
And it goes along with, says, a security agreement that purport to oblige strangers to pay hefty sums for using the members' names, which they deem copyright under their private legal system.
So, right.
It seems like they're trying to play with public and private, but flip the script at the same time.
Right.
Like, there's a private.
I'm going to get there. Okay, I got
okay.
One second. Because I
okay,
got to point
okay.
out capacity, right? There's a section right. on the criminal law under evidence. They say separate trial or hearing on issue of insanity, incapacity, or incompetency. I'm just pointing out that it's in here in the case, all right? So defendants are presumed competent until they prove otherwise. That's all. I'll read from that section. Sentencing and punishment. Let me get to this section because I wanted to embellish what it is that you just said. So this is what they're saying. Federal narcotics defendants, mailing of numerous bills and contracts to judge. Now that, what is he talking about, security agreement? These contracts, right? Prosecutor and personnel in clerk's office demanding payment for use of defendant's name. Now watch this. Including package sent to the judge's house and his refusal to cease mailing after being directed to stop by district court. Warranted obstruction of justice. Sentencing enhancement. It warranted that. Mailing could have been unsuccessfully attempted unsuccessful attempt to intimidate. Like, these people, I don't know what this is. And had effect of causing clerk's office personnel to ask to be relieved of duties on case for fear of effect on their credit rating or a clear title to property. Like, I want you to know that when we are Brahma Bulls, and I can't tell you how many times we have done this might is going to be right thing, right? You just feel like you can intimidate these people by saying all these lavish things. Now, you didn't move a prosecutor, you didn't move a clerk, and you didn't move a judge because they know better. But the little peon at the front is going to feel some type of way because the way you're articulating what you're saying. You get what I'm saying? So I just wanted to understand, excuse me, what was being done before we got there. And then I wanted to raise a couple of the points that, you know, kind of general, it flows in line with what you're saying. So I'm just going to go down in a little bit. But this one was interesting, yeah. This section here. Persons entitled to raise constitutional questions. Standing. All right? Constitutional law, enforcement of constitutional provisions. Freedom of religion and conscience. Defendant who did not seek to wear any form of head covering did not seek to wear. See, what they're saying right there is because he didn't even try to exercise his right to do so, they have no, I'm going to tell you, they have no belief that he had what? Any religion.
Because he didn't come in fighting for that.
Defendant who did not seek to wear any form of head covering lack standing to raise claim district judge violated First Amendment. He didn't even ask, man. Right? So we use these things and we just use them because it sounds good. So raise constitutional questions. So that's cool. Constitutional law in general now, they're going to say First Amendment, because that's what was cited, does not oblige government to accommodate religious motives. It has to be neutral. Either everybody gonna wear the same headdress or you can't wear no headdress. And that's what it says. I just sped up the reading on that. Alright, I'm trying to get down to indicted for selling marijuana and possessing a gun in connection with that crime. So that was a crime. James offered the defense. He offered the defense. Do you see the words that they use?
Yeah,
I bet
the
you
language they're using.
Words like offer, like that's too simple. They know what offer is. man. And his ancestors, his defense was that his ancestors came from Africa, that he is therefore a Moorish national. How did he prove this? This is all hearsay shit. And that as a result, he need obey only those laws mentioned in an ancient treaty between the United States and Morocco. I can't make this up. This is why I didn't want to skip past it. I got to read some of this. So this view of legal obligations, is espoused by many adherents to the Moorish Science Temple, which was founded in 1913 by Prophet Noble Drew Ali. Moorish Science is a heterodox Islamic sect based on teachings of Drew and his Seventh Circle Quran. It is a tenet of Moorish Science that any adherent may adopt any title, and issue any document he pleases. Drew told his followers that they are not U.S. citizens and distributed Moorish passports. Some members of this sect, this is where you got to, hand out what they call security agreements that purport exactly what you read to oblige strangers to pay hefty sums for using the member's name. Do you see the problem? Whose name is it? Oh God. Which they deem copyrighted under their private legal system. So whether you go to court to change your name or you change your name privately, right, the mere fact that they can only pull into their jurisdiction that which they have jurisdiction over, that either being your Moorish name that you went to court and changed to, right, or the straw man name because you continue to use it, either way, they have jurisdiction over it. Just pay attention. They're telling you. So James is among those, this is what it says, who claim a right to compensation for every mention of his name. Whose name is it? His name. Whose name is it? History. Whose story is it? History. All right. James demanded that the prosecutor, witnesses, and judge enter into compensation contracts before James would acknowledge the court's authority. That's so tough. So now say what you were saying on that section 6. That's what I wanted to get to because there was some meat and potatoes there, and I just wanted the people who are not going to take the time to read this to get the meat and potatoes from the show. So go ahead and embellish as you will.
Okay. Now, speak to segue onto that, there was a section that even stated that says, even if James were not a citizen, I'm gonna read that one more time. Even
wait, went too far, man. You be going too far, yo.
Man, look.
Wait. I turned my head for a second and I'm like, wait, I ain't seen none of that in the shit that I just read. Hold on. For those that are just joining in, because I know some activity is going on in the chat too, let's just go back over some of what's happening. We're reviewing the case, and this case is James v. United States, or United States v. James. This is April 2003. It began April 4th, 2003, concluded May 14th, 2003. I'm doing that off the head, off the top of my head, because, you know, we just read it. But before we get into all of that, which you just did, I want to make sure people understand this. My man was caught selling marijuana, which is not a drug. Let me not go there. All right, so my man was caught selling marijuana, and he was caught in possession of a gun. And they say, in their language, in connection with that crime. So what crime did they commit? Selling marijuana and possessing a gun. Now, I didn't know if it was illegal for you to possess a gun. I didn't know it was illegal for you to sell marijuana anymore either, considering the fact that all you need to do is kind of set up a dispensary, right? But leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
So this person's name, his full name is Frederick James. And this is what he did. I want to pause because I didn't do this because, you know, I just wanted to kind of run through this. I don't want to teach tonight, but I'm going to do it real quick. The next word they use is offered. So I just want to look up this word real quick for the audience because they're not going to take the time to do it. And I want you to know what an offer is. All right? An offer. An offer, a promise that, according to its terms, is contingent upon a particular fact, forbearance, or promise given in exchange for the original promise. So it's a promise for a promise. All right, let's go down where it says we're talking about contract. Making of an offer in the first of three steps in the traditional process of forming a valid contract. Offer. An acceptance of the offer, and an exchange of consideration. Now, consideration is the act of doing something or promise to do something that a person is not legally required to do, or the forbearance or the promise to forbear from doing something that he or she has the legal right to do. So let's just put that into perspective. I just gave away so much because I don't do my studies before I come on the show. Peace, brother. Peace, Tashin. I don't do that. You know, I don't do it before I come on the show. I just get on here cold turkey and read something. I'm not going to do that for Thursday. I promise I'm going to do something different. I think I'm going to work on something for YouTube because I don't think people understand until they see me work how my mind truly works. What do you think, Six? You think they got it? You think they understand? Watch how I'm going to kill this right now. Watch this. I'm going to pull it back up, and I want you to frame what I just did. Watch it. My man got in. Let me do this for you, too. let me do this for you, too. Cause I can't read if I don't understand the words. Y'all see how many words I just looked up? I just read. I started to read, and I had to pull up. Let me go look at this word, too, because I don't know. I don't want to assume. Indicted. When a man is accused, wait a minute, now you're going to have me look up accused, by a bill of indictment preferred by a grand jury, he is said to be indicted. So let's just look up what the word accused means real quick. Accused. A person charged with a crime. Let's just look up what a charge is. I'm just rolling. All right. Charge. To impose a duty, responsibility, or obligation on someone. So are we clear that an offer is an offer, acceptance of an offer, and an exchange of consideration? Consideration is the act of doing something or promise to do something that a person is not legally forbearance or the promise to forbear from doing something that we get it yet? The making of an offer in the first three steps of a valid contract. Did we get it? The first step in any contract is that they're going to extend to you some obligation. They offered him obligations. That's how he got indicted. Wait. Let me get back. I can't look at these things separately. Listen, man. I know people don't know me, and I fell off for a second because it's been cloudy in my mind lately, but I got it. I'm still here. I want to slow it down. This is why I needed you, Sticks, because I need to slow it down. I think I'm moving too fast, so I'm going to let you run with that. You run with that, and then let me see where you go with it, and I take it back. I got it. Go for it. I just killed that whole shit in 2 seconds. Give it to me.
Offer up obligation.
Listen to what I'm saying. And then you got to accept that. Somebody got to accept it. Oh, God. And then you got to do what? Six, don't get me excited, man. Go ahead, Six. I'm sorry.
Somebody has to.
Don't get me excited. I'm giving away so much right now. I don't know if they got it. We dropped him. We lost him. Six, you got dropped.
No. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I like that too. In the chat, they say in the chat they need our consent. Absolutely. Go ahead. I lost you for a second.
No, that's it. Somebody has to pay for that. They got him to offer up his obligation.
Well, here's what I'm saying. Let me slow it down. This is what I want people to get. Hold on, chat's getting active. Need two parties to contract. Always has my killing the contract law, right? All right, so let me slow it down because, like I be trying to tell y'all, there's a lot to offload in this one paragraph. The attention to details, right? I started by saying I didn't know what offer was because we got down to offer because I read over that section, I think maybe three times now, right? And what I'm saying to y'all is people don't stop and look these things up. So we know an indictment is like, okay, that person got what? Normally people would say in the street, they got arrested. But is that what indicted means? An indictment is when you're accused. So let me say that was the offer. The offer was, I need you to come in and be James while we play court. So, because it has to start somewhere. Like they saying in the chat, it takes two. It starts somewhere. A man can't procreate by himself. Let me be careful. Right? A man can't procreate by himself. Neither can a woman. They said that happened in our history. Not my story, in history. Right? They said that happened. I ain't see it with my own eyes, so I can't confirm nor deny, right? But the way I know it works now, that shit don't work. That don't fly. Not on this plane. So before, like, I could take one paragraph I'm saying and just go dumb for a second because, like, y'all are going to miss the whole enchilada. An indictment is an accusation. When somebody accuses you, that's their offer. An offer is a promise that, according to this accusation, because this is what it says, according to its terms, right? The term is you're being accused. A promise that is contingent upon a particular act, upon forbearance, or promise given in exchange for the original. Yo, this is telling you offer and acceptance. This is where everybody gets A for V from. Come on.
Now,
but I just want to just make sure y'all understand what is going on here. This is offer and acceptance, conditional acceptance. This is... Let me tell y'all something. The rule is to stay in honor at all times. If they put in the chat, they need your consent. Let's go over contracts for a second, right? When you are going to engage in contracts, you got to be careful. You have to be careful. Cop pulls you over on the side of the road. They are offering you right then and there the opportunity to contract. So what are the rules that you need to adhere? The first thing is you got to stay in honor. And what does that mean? Anybody in the chat want to tell me what does that mean to stay in honor? What does it mean to stay in honor, Six? As it relates to the scenario of a cop pulls you over and they're about to give you a ticket, but he ain't give you the ticket yet. He trying to talk to you. You know, I pull you over. You know, they, license, registration, improvement. You know what I'm saying? Like, he trying to contract. He's trying to license.
Do not consent to that.
Like license, a promise. Give me that, and I'm gonna give you a ticket.
It means staying.
Go ahead.
Staying away from their contracts, be it verbal or that contract that you carry around with your picture on it.
Absolutely. Full integrity. Absolutely. I like that. Full integrity. So what I'm saying, though, is like, how does that relate to a contract, right? Like, let's have a straight up conversation. What I'm saying is, if I come to you and I extend something to you, what's the polite thing to do is what I'm trying to say. That's how you stay in honor. If you can think about it like that, I'm going to try to use that analogy, right? You have a child come up to you, right? And they're, mm-hmm. they're rude, right? They throw something on you, right? You can think you could, you know, just haul off and just slap somebody's kid, but something coming up behind that, right? So you got to kill them with kindness. So how do you diffuse the situation? By what? Being amicable at all times. So when the cop comes to you and wants to contract with you, and I'm teaching you that you need to refrain from, all right, let's talk about the things you need to refrain from, right? Because we're talking about honor, but before I can give you all that piece, y'all need to understand what you need to refrain from. You can't argue with the officer. Right? You know why I pulled you over? No. Right? You, just by saying no, you already contracted. That's the verbal piece you talked about. Right? So, in any instance, cop pulls you over. You can't argue with them. Right? You can't accept what they're offering. And you cannot acquiesce to what they're sending, extending to you. Right? So what do I mean? Acquiescence is the same as acceptance, right? But it's done in a form of silence, right? So it's a nonverbal communication of agreement, right? Now, you can verbally, I accept that. I was doing 90, right? Snitching on yourself. All of these things they already told you not to do anyway, but y'all do it anyway. And then you don't want to argue with that person because then you're actually, you have already entered the contract. So in the same sense, you have entered in this contract, but now they're going to look at you like you are a problem. Like, we're going to look about my man in a second, right? So I just need y'all to make sure that this makes sense to y'all. I'm stopping right there just to break these things down because you need to know that you cannot consent to it in any way, shape, or form. But staying in honor means that if someone sends you something, you need to acknowledge that they sent you something, and then you need to send them something back. So, what am I trying to say? Actually, you break that down for me, because I know you guys. Let me get some water. If you didn't catch me, just let me know. I'll run through this.
No, I got you. You need to give a response without consenting.
So, all right, I'm going to help those people that's looking for stuff for free. So here's a freebie for everybody. Can we do an example for them? Can we do an example? Act in kind. I like that. I like the act in kind. You are spot on. First of all, you're spot on. But can you clarify for me?
Oh,
clear for me. I wanted a little bit more. Acting kind is a little bit deeper to me. See, that's what I'm saying. Law is an interpretation of words, but communication is an interpretation of words, right? Because I'm reading these things from the chat. But in any instance, watch this. Acting kind. What do the officers do if you were to apply that phrase, acting kind? The first thing an officer does is the same thing you need to do. But with honor. Y'all get it or no? Got it?
Acting kind with honor.
Yeah, just acting kind and honor. Unless you frustrated that officer, they're coming to you amicably, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just a certain behavior that they're displaying to you. And their behavior is to ask questions. Yeah, but we... See, I don't... All right, let me read what it says. You send me X, I acknowledge. I send you Y. Now it's your turn, tennis. No, I don't play tennis. So, like, that's not necessary. However, at the scene of the traffic stop, or whatever they want to classify it as, you're absolutely right. You would play tennis. Because the rule of... Well, I don't even know if I should say this on the air, but the rule of thumb is, like, they're going to approach you by asking questions. So when they ask questions, all you have to do is be prepared with your own questions to respond to them. But I'm going to just say, I don't want to give y'all no examples. I want to say this, though, right? Like, my questions are silly. So, like, don't think you need to get pointed with these, because you don't want to argue. Just accept what they're extending and kick it back to them. That's it. That's the cheat to everything. Actually, let me just say this, and I got to get back to the reading of this shit. Actually, no, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it, because I'm giving away too much, and I don't want to talk myself in a circle. Let me go back to the article. Y'all got me off on a tangent. Indicted means accused. He was accused for selling marijuana. See how it makes more sense, right? Accused for selling marijuana and accused for possessing a gun. And he was accused for that in connection with that crime. No crime is cited here. They're just letting you know what he was accused of. Where's the crime? All right. Pay attention. Frederick James offered. So when you offer anything, aren't you participating?
Yep.
So the mere instance that you are in their building, laying a defense, and notice that they put this in quote, they put defense in quote, because he can't offer the defense, but this is where he went in there arguing. So he was just arguing, and they claimed that it was a defense. They put it in parentheses. Parentheses. I just said the wrong thing. I think I'm getting tired. All right. They put it in quotes. So listen to what it says, though, that his ancestors came from Africa. So this is what he's given to the court. And the court is just like, yo, what you're saying don't make sense. So what did he do?
Man.
He said that he is therefore a Moorish national. Give it to me, Six, before you forget it and before I keep on.
Well, the thing is, I think it's going to go past what you're saying right now, but it still correlates to his argument.
Okay.
Now, and I put this in quotation marks, this statement here, and before I say it, it bothers me to hear it, and people say it. He said, and I quote.
I know. You about to read. All right, go ahead.
He said, and I quote, I am the secure party. end quote, in this matter.
He said
and
that.
The Navy was just, he said that.
Yeah, I haven't gotten to that. I told you I haven't read this shit. I just haven't. Like, I just saw the second paragraph to this shit that we've been spending 30 minutes on. Wait till y'all hear the next paragraph. This shit. I can't read this and be straight faced. Like, this is just insane to me, right? But I need people to understand that this is what y'all are doing. This is what y'all are mimicking. And this is 20 years ago that this person already did this and listened to the
mm-hmm.
report on it. Now, I never want to dispel or make people feel like, okay, that this is not something that could have been won. It could have been won. It's all about application. People don't listen to me, though, but what do I know? All right. He said that his ancestors came from Africa, that he is therefore a Moorish nationalist, and that there, and then as a result, excuse me, he need only obey those laws mentioned in an ancient treaty between the United States and Morocco. Like, y'all need to understand, like, a lot of people still maximize these documents, right? And they still hold weight. So again, if you're falling through the cracks, there's something that you're not necessarily doing right. Now, with the seven circles of Quran and the tenets of the Moorish society, they go on to say, Drew told his followers that, you know, you're not a U.S. citizen. They have Moorish passports. Some members use security agreements that purport to oblige strangers to pay hefty sums. So this is what they do in summary for the next paragraph, real quick. Needless to say, the combination of a wacky defense. See, they put, this is how they style, y'all. Like, I just caught that when I scrolled down a little bit. I was like, no, they didn't. They didn't write that. They didn't.
Nah, they
that.
Wrote
that
it.
In the review.
They
wrote that in the review.
Shit.
This is the review. Wow. Talk about they don't see nothing. And it makes sense why they would say that. And I'm going to explain from my perspective why they would say that. You can't come in there under that name. Let me keep going. All right. Needless to say, the combination of a wacky defense with the demand for payment every time James' name was spoken. What name are we talking about? Frederick James. Whose name is that? The straw man. Who's straw man? The dead man. Hey, what was the straw man looking for? A brain? Oh, my God. Hey, for real. What was the, please, somebody tell me, like, for real. Was he looking for
a
brain?
He was looking for a brain.
The straw man was looking for a brain. Like, for real. Like, I don't want to talk about this anymore, yo.
If I only had a brain.
I'm going to start saying some bullshit, yeah. That's crazy. Dang. All I can say, that's crazy. All right.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking for a brain. All right. So, the wacky defense, he's looking for a brain. Needless to say, James was looking for a brain. wait. Needless to say, the combination of his wacky defense, brainless defense, with the demand for payment every time, y'all can't see. All right. The reason why I'm stuck repeating it is, Wizard of Oz. The reason why I'm stuck repeating that is because y'all don't get it. Let me help you. You got a vehicle?
Yes, I do.
If I never met you, spoke to you, and I just happened to be in the same vicinity where you hang out or just chill, how would I know that that's your vehicle?
One way is by being observant of me.
I'd have to see you do something with the vehicle, but then it's an assumption, right? Because everybody,
mm-hmm.
you know, people drive other people's cars. It's an assumption, right?
Yep.
But if I see you every day, you might right? All right. Think about it and apply. I know I'm wacky. I am wacky. Apply that in this way. How can property and a human being be seen as one and the same? Are you a human hybrid car? You're separate from your car every time you leave that sucker, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as like you said, unless I see you every day or I see you accessing that vehicle, I would then say you're associated with it, right? Just follow me. Right?
Okay.
That's the assumption, right?
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, I can't ever say that you and the vehicle are one in the same. So let's say your vehicle is Toyota and I turn around and ignore the fact that you six and I call you Toyota.
I'll be like, yo, nigga, I ain't Japanese. What the fuck you call me Toyota for?
But my point, though, is that's what the court is looking at you all and saying. How can you come to court and say that something is your property, copyrighted, right? And then claim that to be you? Y'all don't get it? If you don't separate yourself, they eat your food, man. Listen to me, man. Do you realize that the court case that we're looking at is talking about someone who identifies? They literally told you. If you didn't catch it, I'm this is why I'm so fucking nice, nigga. I don't even want to get into all of this shit like I'm talking cocky. Like, listen to what I'm saying, y'all. Just listen. Listen. He is a Moorish national. That's how he identified himself. And if by him identifying himself to be a Moorish national, they would have to know that in some way, shape, or form.
He would have to have proof of that.
And how do they cite that he has, that they know and acknowledge that he has proof of, that they have proof of that? Well, let's go down back to, I think it's Noble Juali section, where they talk about the title. That's the section? They mention the title?
Hold on. Mm-hmm. In the upper,
In the top?
Yeah.
I know I just read the title thing, but I'm trying to see it again.
It's close to the top.
If you find it, just read that shit, bro. Because I hate when I don't, because I don't have this printed out. I told you I never read this shit, because if I did, this bitch would be yellow, orange, green, pink. You get what I'm saying? Like, I use all the damn colors in the highlighter pack. You feel me?
Yeah.
This is just driving me crazy.
Yeah, hold on. I got it.
Y'all can go back. Oh, thank you, man, because I'm about to get annoyed. I hate when, y'all know why,
yeah.
I can't find shit after I pass it. Go ahead.
It is a tenet of moral science that any adherent may adopt any title and issue any documents as he pleases.
Yeah, it is.
Drew told him.
They can adopt any title. And what was I just saying? Right? They already acknowledge that he is a Moorish national, or that's his claim.
Mm-hmm.
So why did the court not address him by his title?
Can I add to that?
Oh, go for it.
Because they cannot convey titles of nobility?
I'm going to make it simpler for you.
Okay.
The reason why they would do that is because one of two things. Either James never did a formal, and I'll just clarify, formal meaning, either public or private. But he did not do a formal name change to provide them jurisdiction. So what do I mean?
Mm.
He did not go to court. Listen to me. Listen to me. I'm destroying what six. I don't even want to go too crazy. I'm trying to tell you this here is powerful. And I don't know if
let me stop you right there.
Brain. Oh my God.
Let me stop you right there.
Oh my God. I don't think they know who they fucking with.
I'm about to touch on something real quick.
Go ahead, bro. It's all you.
Let me touch on this. What you're doing, what you do, it must be documented.
I done told you that I learned this from working in higher ed and being in corporate America. First vice president I worked with taught me for 3 years, if it's not in writing, it doesn't exist.
That's
what I mean by formal, right? That's what I mean by formal. Because
anything
else
be documented.
Right? So let me keep going now. So, boom. Either you didn't go to court, like your gurus are telling you, to go change your name in the court. Because once you did that, no matter how you chose to go back and apply it, let me not put it on my social. Let me not add it to my BC. They already did it. And the courts is going to let you know they did it. So when you go to court, they're going to drag you in under both names. Why? Because I have it. I have the proof. So now they drag you for both names. I don't want to go through this. I already talked about these things, but people are not listening. Why? Because they have jurisdiction. So now, let's say you never did a formal name change. Like, he just took on the titles because they know that's part of his culture, right? They cited it. They're telling you that this is what people do to identify themselves as Moors. So he identified himself as a Moor, but what is the name on the docket?
That's Straw Man.
And now y'all need to understand, this is my roundabout way of destroying, like putting it together for you, of why they saw him as a wacky defense. Because in the same document, what did they say? To further enhance, because I read it already, that this guy who identified as a Moorish national did not even give a shit about his Moorish national identity when they came and indicted him, when they accused him, right? When they accused him, they cited that he had never requested or sought to establish his religious belief with the court from the jump. And how do they know these Moorish people? Because they wear their what? What's the head covering? They wear it.
The headdress, the tarbouche.
With the tassel and everything, right? So they are aware of it. But look at how the court treated him. They negated his Moorish national identity. And thank you. Yes, it's the Fez. That's the easy one. Right. Thank you. The Fez. Right? Right? What? They just ignored it. And what did they lock him up under? The Straw Man name. So what's the name y'all got to get away from? The Straw Man name. So why did they do this case in his Straw Man name and not acknowledge his Moorish identity? And called him wacky. So here's why he's even more wacky. Because every day he had to address some document because he was representing himself. So every time they wrote him, he was getting extended an offer. He would then accept the offer and or adjust the offer. But every single time he went to court, what is the name that he answered to?
Frederick James.
Y'all not listening to me. Told y'all, chop off the foot. It's Kunta. Ain't no Toby over here. Y'all about to get me loose. I'm telling y'all, it's so simple. But watch. Every time he gonna show up for court and they call his name, he gonna tell them that they owe him money. That ain't my name.
But he already contracted
it. That's the point. All right, let's see what they say. Laws of the United States apply to all persons within its borders. Even if James were not a citizen of the United States, though he is, having been born here, he would be obliged to respect the laws of this nation. Disdaining to obey federal law, James also refused to cooperate with his appointed lawyer. You can't appoint what? Wait, who? Huh? Who would neither support his proposed defense nor enter into a compensation contract for the use of his name. He was trying to get money. One thing's for sure, though, the lawyer got some money out of your account. All right. So observing that James also contended that his arrest, we started with an indictment. Where did we get an arrest? It was an accusation. See how we get to the synonymous, indicted means you're arrested? All right, in any instance.
Mm-hmm.
Contended that his arrest was a war crime. This is what we do. We make asses of ourselves. He praying to Jesus right now in court. He can't pick. I like that. You can't get to pick when to be another person. Absolutely not. But this was a war crime. And that the indictment was invalid. The grand jury had not contracted for the right to use his name, let alone put it in capital letters. Appointed counsel asked the judge to refer James for mental examination to determine whether he was able to understand. And assisted. Yo, can you imagine? Yo, I'm gonna stop. I can't read no more. I'm gonna stop right there. Listen, I can't read no more. I need y'all to understand. You're gonna probably have to listen to this show 10 times over to get what I'm saying. Cause I know I was a little sporadic, and I know I'm so unique in the way I pick out and pinpoint certain things. Now I might not give you all the best analogies, but I try my best at times, right? But can you imagine that you're a human being? Well, that's not even a thing that we should call ourselves. Homo faber, right? You're the creator, right? But there's another creator right there, and he's an attorney, or he's in the capacity of an attorney.
Uh-oh, you don't cut out. Mm-hmm.